Start with your name again.
I am Lori Strauss. I was born in Germany, in Nuremberg, in 1923. And I had a very nice life there with my family. I would say upper middle class. Went to school. I had lots of friends, relatives. Everything was as good as it could be. And when Hitler came in 1933, my family decided to leave Germany, and we went to Paris. It was supposed to be on a temporary basis, and it was, because my mother was so unhappy in Paris without her friends and her life and her family, that in order to avoid a nervous breakdown, we all went back to Nuremberg, which was a big mistake. But for a while, everything was normal.
What year did you go back?
Back to Nuremberg. End of 33 or 34.
Okay, so before the laws came.
Yes, and all the laws were made in Nuremberg.
Right.
I went back to school where I had been before. While we lived in Paris, it was just beautiful, and I went to school there, and eventually I spoke French. There was a school bus that took us to school outside of the city, and we lived in a beautiful place in a very good neighborhood in Paris, but all this wasn't working for my mother at all. And an uncle of mine who was a doctor was called by my father, I think, to maybe talk to my mother, and he came to Paris and he told us that if she doesn't go back to Nuremberg, she's going to have a nervous breakdown. So we packed up and went back to Nuremberg, and I was back in school, and my advantage was that I really spoke French then. We were there for about 9 months. And also I learned to write like everybody else does, except for German school children who have a you learn, I don't know whether that is still now, totally different way of writing. And also the books, if you look at older, not that old books, German, the print is totally different and you can't read it. And by then I had learned the way everybody writes, which one learns in Germany in the fourth school year. So I was ahead. And there was no change really. We lived a little bit outside of Nuremberg, in Nuremberg, but not in the city proper. And everything was fine, except for it was first year French when I came back, but by then I spoke it because children learn it so quickly. And I, once in a while, I didn't really correct the teacher, but I would say, I didn't say you're wrong or something, but I said it correctly, what he had said wrong. He didn't like that. So my parents said, just be quiet. And everything was fine for quite a while still. Eventually, there were no school buses. If you couldn't walk to school, you took public transportation, which I did every day. And then where the stop was, our stop was, it was a trolley on rails, you know, on tracks. And I had to walk up a hill where the house was. It was very suburban, sort of like this, nice. And I remember there were always quite a few kids who went up that hill because they lived up there. And one day one of the boys just beat me up for absolutely no reason. And it was, of course, because I was Jewish, but that didn't enter my mind. At that time I was 10, I think.
Sure,
maybe
they
11.
Just like you and being boys, they don't know how to.
No, it was, there was no reason. And so I told my parents, and they said, look, if he does it again, tell the teacher. Okay, there was no fuss made about that. And the school I was in was a private high school. That's how it worked at that time. If you grade school, you could go in the public school where you lived, and then you were channeled. If you intended to go university eventually, okay, and you had to pay the so-called high school, which already started actually in the fifth year of your school, wasn't high school yet. You paid. I remember my mother gave me a little manila, tiny envelope, yellow envelope. Every month you paid. The cash was in there. And everything was fine, and eventually there were only three Jewish kids in that school, and it so happened that we were three cousins. The two were cousins, and I was a second cousin. And there was a director in the school, like a principal here, and he told my and the other parents, as long as I am here, nothing is going to happen to your children. And nothing ever did. But we were just the last, all the other kids went, there was a Jewish school, grade school as well as high school. The high school was in the adjoining city, but it was so close that the buses and trolleys, and they went from one to the other all the time. There was the Jewish high school, and one of the teachers was kissing his father. He was teaching there. And my brother went to that school, but I didn't. I stayed where I was until fifth grade, I think. The fifth year in that school. And that was the summer of 38.